Simon & Schuster Audio presents Love Smart. Find the one you want, fix the one you got. By Dr. Phil McGraw. Read by the author. Now, here is Dr. Phil with Chapter 1, Your GPS, Great Partner Search.
People, you, me, all of us, are pretty much social animals. Left to our own devices, we tend to seek one another's company, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You can put a small number of people in a large space, and in a short time they will cluster, seeking to see, hear, and touch one another. Just being around other people doesn't seem to be enough. On the day-to-day level, we as human beings tend to pair off, seeking more than just hanging out with random bipeds. We seem to need to fall in love, be in love, and share love. Since we all seem to kind of want the same things, you would think it would be relatively easy to pair up and meet each other's mutual needs. But have you ever noticed that the smarter and more sophisticated we become, the harder we seem to make those parts of our lives that should be the easiest? I have people tell me all the time that for some reason, they just can't seem to find another human being that is willing to share the two little words, we or us, let alone put their boots under the bed and start filling out joint tax returns. They tell me that they just can't get a date, and if they do, it's either some mouth breather they hope they never see again, or a decent guy who won't call back, either because he doesn't want to or is afraid his wife might find out. As a result, they just sit around watching the drapes fade. As a few excerpts from your emails and letters show, at least most of you are keeping a sense of humor.
In all honesty, at this point in my life, being desperate seems like the good old days. I was on a blind date 2 weekends ago, and we couldn't meet at a club because being in a place that served liquor would violate his parole. I don't need someone to throw me a life preserver. I need someone to pull me out of the lonely waters and perform CPR.
The last time I had a second date, I think he actually called me by mistake and was too embarrassed to admit it. He ate dinner like he was at an eating contest. Then he rushed out like he was double parked. And I was back home before my dog even knew I was gone. Help.
The last date I had was with a computer guy who spent hours telling me why Windows ruled. By the time he was done, I was just looking for one to jump out of.
If you can't find the guy you want or don't know how to fix the guy you got, you and I are about to change that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?